Hallelujah. Woo. Someone said, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. I don't care who you are, where you come from, whatever happened in your life. When God gets ready, you got to move. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what I'm going to do up in here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to jump around because I can't do it slow. If it wasn't for God blessing us this morning, wonderful visitors that I know that somebody come to hear word from the Lord. But you better thank God for the visitors this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord will take care of us this morning. Thank you, God. It is amazing how the Spirit of God can change your whole disposition. You forget about your problems. You forget about your bills. You forget about your enemy. You forget about sometimes even the pain that's in your body. Hallelujah. Devil has been attacked in my body since Friday night. Hallelujah. And I've been trying to make myself be still up in here this morning. But when the Spirit of the Lord began to move, you got to go with the flow and let God have his way this morning. Hallelujah. We are striving, we are working, we are servants of the Most High God. And we heard somebody say, if I die, let me die. But isn't it good that the Bible lets you know that if you die in the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, everything's still going to be all right. Okay, let me see what I can do right quick. Like Deuteronomy 6, instead of 1 through 7, I'm going to read. I'll read 6 and 7 and I'll catch the rest of it. The Bible says, and these words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Already heard in your hearing Hebrews 2 and 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Hallelujah, Jesus. On the basis of those verses this morning, I'd just like to talk to you. Glory, from a thought, I have a responsibility to tell the story. I have a responsibility to tell the story. Hallelujah. We're trusting the Spirit of God, so there won't be a building process in this morning. But we're trusting God to let us know that because of his goodness and his mercy and his grace that he's allowed us and he has still been in the midst of us. And on this great Sunday morning, where the Lord is to be praised. And we are just grateful that God has allowed us another space, another opportunity just to tell him thank you. I don't know about you, but I get a lot out of when we began to let go and let God, because we got witnesses to the word of God, but there comes a time when you don't really know whether somebody is getting it or not. So if we are not emotional folk, if we are not people that let things show on our faces, then a lot of times you don't know whether it's going through. But the Bible declares that the word of God does not go out void. It is going to accomplish that it's set out to do. It is for somebody. Now, there's something in every message for everybody. You might miss yours because you might be looking at your neighbor. You might be thinking about something else in your mind, and you may miss the very point that was in that message for you. You got to understand that every message that comes from God is for a particular purpose, and that purpose is to help you know more about God. It's to help you to know more about the word of God. It's to help you to be led and directed by the Spirit of God. We have to accept the fact that there are some things that we are going to encounter that we may not ever understand why. Why did it happen? Why do I have to go through this? Or why do I have to go through that? And sometimes it put us in the process of knowing that when I'm weak, God makes me strong. It lets me know this, that when you are going through the different things that you're encountered with, it makes you a stronger person in the Lord. It also builds you up. It makes you feel like I got a closer walk with the Lord. You know how it is sometimes when you're being sort of worried and you don't know what to do, and you've been praying to God, and God began to secretly speak to your heart and let you know that everything is going to be all right. God has a way of sneaking in when the devil thinks that he got you. God has a way of sneaking in and reassuring you that everything is going to be all right, because you are my child, and as long as you're in my hand, everything is going to be all right. Anybody in here glad that they're in the hand of God? Hallelujah, Jesus. We are in a very special time of the year. It's family reunion time. That time when we can come together in one place regardless of where our lives has taken us to. And we can live here and we can live there, but something about time for family reunion brings everybody back into one place. And when we get into one place, we begin to share our ambitions and our dreams. We begin to share with one another the things that God has blessed us with. And then have you ever noticed how when we get together with the family, how you can remember when? That there's nothing like those conversations of remember when. It can be just you and your siblings. You can sit there and talk about, remember when mama used to beat us like this? Remember when mama wouldn't let us go nowhere? Remember when, you know, we had a lot of can't do no. We didn't have a lot of going like the young folk got today. Remember when I stood at the window and I wanted to come out and walk in the snow, and mama said, you don't have no boots, fool. You better go sit down somewhere. And there's something about those remember when conversations that sort of keeps a bond. It keeps us alive. It keeps us knowing that the family is something special. And that's something that we got to understand as Christians and as family members. You always got to share some of the remember whens. We have those even in the house of God that can remember when you didn't have nice pews like this, when we didn't have a nice organ like that, when we didn't have drums in the church. There are a lot of remember whens, but you got to understand that you can't get locked up in yesterday, but don't forget about yesterday. There are those of us that want to disregard yesterday like it didn't matter, but I thank God for my yesterdays, because if it wasn't for the yesterdays when I didn't have nothing and didn't know how I was going to get nothing, it wouldn't make me appreciate my todays when I know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. Any witnesses in the house this morning? See, somebody in the family got to tell the story. If somebody got to tell the children what God has done in your life. Somebody got to tell them that the Lord will make a way out of no way. Revival time. It's revival time. It's that time of year when we can be refreshed and be replenished. And when we began to think about these times of the year, I just stopped to tell somebody that we got a responsibility to tell the story. Now, I done come down a little bit now, y'all. I'm going to be quite as quick as I thought. So don't call me no liar. I just done got myself together. Now, when you get excited in the Spirit of God, you be ready to go. But you can't stay on that mountain all day. Something about that mountain to drain you out just like that. Something about that mountain when God get in there and get to turning right. You just can't help yourself. But I thank God for an opportunity to feel good. I thank God for an opportunity to tell the Lord, whatever you want me to do, Lord, I'm ready to do it for you. It's important that we be doers of the word and not just hearers only. We got to work while it is day. Understanding that just having faith and no works kill your faith. The Bible declares in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So now let us back up to what Paul says in verse 14. Verse 14, he says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? The Bible said, and it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So I realized that while I have a chance, I've got to continue to tell the story. We can't take our testimonies lightly. We got to learn how to tell about the goodness of the Lord our God. We got to understand that it's not about us anymore. It's all about the power of God. And if anybody in here ever wanted to do anything for the Lord, now is a good time. Stop checking yourself out as to what you are and know that you are what God made you. Know that you don't have to be satisfied with where you are right now. But the God that you serve, he can lift and elevate you. If you're not satisfied where you are, all you got to do is talk to the Lord all about your trouble. Tell God where you want to be this morning. We got to understand that we all have a responsibility. If you are a believer this morning, if you are one that know that God sits high and he looks down low, then you have a responsibility to tell the story. We got to understand that we got to understand when we go back to the days of old, that there came a time when the people of God had to understand that it wasn't about their own thoughts, but it was about doing what God would have them to do. We found out this morning in our text that we got to be obedient to the word of God. When the word of God comes forth, we can't sit down and do what we want to do. But we got to do what the Lord tells us to do. We understand that the Bible said, now these are the commandments and statutes and judgments that our Lord God has commanded. That we do them before we get into the land that God is going to possess us with. We are thinking about the children of Israel that have been going through so many different things. But now, just before they get ready to go into the promised land, there got to be some preparations made. They got to be conditioned in order to go in the promised land and do what God would have them to do. The Bible said that the Lord our God began to tell them, and he spoke to Moses, you got to tell them to keep the statutes. Tell them to keep the commandments. Tell them to keep all of the ordinances. And let them know that they can't get by doing things their own way. You got to do it the way that the Lord wants you to do it. You got to understand that it's not about how long you've been in this life, but it's about how long you're going to do what God would have you to do. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that you better hear what thus said the Lord. The Lord tells us that we got to observe all the things that he told us to do. But I stopped by to tell somebody that we got a responsibility to tell the story to our families. When you sit down in the house, you better talk to your children about the goodness of the Lord. Tell the children that the Lord will make a way out of no way. We have a responsibility this morning to tell the children about God. How the Lord opened up the Red Sea. How the Lord delivered them out of the land of bondage. You better tell your children so that they will be able to hold on. Hold on to the promises of God. Know that the law and the work of God, it got to hold on from one generation to another. In other words, we got to pass it on. When God has been good to us, we got to teach and train our children that the Lord will make a way out of no way. And I stop by to tell somebody that you can't get there all by yourself. You're going to need the Lord to walk with you every step of the way. But I hear the word of God. The word of God says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He's a jealous God this morning. You can't have any other God before him. You got to put God first in your life. And if you want the Lord to do anything for you this morning, you better trust the power of God. I stopped by to tell somebody that you don't have to be a preacher to tell the good news. In the days of old, the father in the house teach the children about God and what God could do. He began to make the bread and he began to let them know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. You better get your house in order. For the Lord is looking for somebody this morning that'll take their children and set them down. Teach them diligently they need to know the Lord for themselves. You can't go on what everybody else said. I heard. Well, what did you hear, Kay? I heard the Lord will make a way out of no way. I stopped by to tell somebody that you got a responsibility. A responsibility means that you're obligated. You got an obligation to God this morning. Not to sit down on what you know. But when you hear the good news, you better run and tell somebody. We got a whole lot of folks that's always talking about what they heard. But if you haven't heard about the goodness of my God, I remember the old song that said, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. I heard that there's a man by the name of Jesus that'll make a way out of no way. I stopped by to tell somebody that you better take heed to the word of God. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard about the Lord. For I found out that when we testify about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, it'll help somebody else along the way. Your testimony is a way of telling your story. I come to tell somebody that you got a story to tell. You better tell somebody that your Redeemer lives. Tell somebody that you know a doctor that had never lost a case. Tell somebody that late in the midnight hour, you can call him up and he'll hear your humble cry. Tell somebody that it's your responsibility to tell the story. You got to tell the story this morning. You can't wait on somebody else to tell it. You got to tell the story. And that's what our Sunday school text was about this morning, with being obedient to the word of God and passing it on down through the other generations. If I love God, then I got to teach my daughter to love God. She got a daughter, so we got to teach her how to love God. And God forbid, I hope it's a long, 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 long time before she have a daughter or a son. But when she do have one, she better teach them about the goodness of the Lord, so that somebody can tell the story that I am a child of the King. And as long as I got God, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wish I could have built that like I wanted to. But I wanted you to understand, and basically just one simple statement. Individually, you are responsible to tell the story. We got some good days and we got some bad days, but it's all part of the story. When you go back over the years of our lives and our existence as a child of God, we realize this morning that everybody got a story. Everybody have did some right, and we've all have done some wrong. But I thank God for Jesus, because that's what we got to understand. The Bible tells us this morning that it has been confirmed to us, first of all by the Lord, and then by them that heard the word of the Lord. And when you have heard what thus said our God, then it's your responsibility to tell the story. Now, I can hear and see some of you now telling somebody this evening, we had a good time in church this morning. They were just shouting. What did the preacher say? remember that it's more than the shout. The shout edifies God and it edifies your own personal relationship with the Lord. And it might help somebody and it might not. But if you let your light shine, then it will have a drawing effect. And it will draw people closer to the Lord our God. Don't neglect your responsibility. It's time out for saying that it's the preacher's job. No, it's your job. Because once you understand and know the good news, then you are obligated to tell the story. When you began to think about how good the Lord has been. Oh, I'm ever so grateful this morning. I'm grateful to the Spirit of God because the Spirit of God just amazes me. When you're in the Spirit, God has a way of taking total control. But yet, when you come back down to self, don't fool yourself. If you be real, reality sets back in. Now I'm feeling wheezy again. But I thank God for always proving himself to be true. For he said, if you trust me, then I'll go with you. And he's been doing just that.